This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Karnasin with Noel Lim in the studio this morning, 8:47 a.m. Wednesday, April the 7th. And in about 15 minutes, we've got the KLCI opening as well as international markets with Jeffrey Haley, senior market analyst with Owanda. But in the meantime, let's talk about Warisan, Noel.
Parti Warisan Sabah seems to be disassociating itself from Pakatan Harapan Plus Coalition, according to its president, Dato' Sri Mohamed Shafi Abdal. He said earlier this week that his party will work together as part of the opposition bloc when it needs to form the next government, but did not share who it is interested to partner with nationally in the next general elections.
Meanwhile, it has repeated its intentions to spread its wings to Peninsula Malaysia and contest for seats here. So what's next for Warisan moving forward, and who will it be its allies heading into G15? Earlier we spoke to political commentator Dr. Oi Sun from the Singapore Institute of International Affairs on the issue, but now we're going to hear directly from Dato' Sri Shafi Abdal himself, president of Parti Warisan Sabah, who's on the line with us. Good morning, Dato' Sri. Thank you for joining us. So maybe give us some insight here into why the decision to disassociate yourself from Pakatan Harapan.
Very good morning to you all. I don't know whether you can hear me clearly or not.
Loud and clear, Dato' Sri.
My voice loud and clear. Okay, thank you very much for the invitations to enable me just to highlight what actually cropped up. Actually, it was not done yesterday. It was done way last year. When during the last meeting that I attended with PH, I did indicate to all the leaders, including when Anwar was there, Guaneng was there, Mansabu was there, so was Tun Mahathir. I told them this is the last day that I think PH plus Warisan. So that was the indications that I had given them. But as an opposition, when it comes to the interests of the people and the country, I'll be there on board with anyone, particularly the oppositions, to ensure that we can voice, we can fight for them. Because it is indeed one of the fundamental reasons for us to be in politics, which is to ensure that the country will be on the right path. And at the same time, the people will be well looked after and protected. And I think this is one of the foundations that it has been there all the while since setting up Parti Warisan in Sabah. So I think that was one of the reasons why I have indicated the other day when I was invited on a Facebook talk, and then they posed a question to me. So I told them, I said, well, you know, what is important now at this particular moment, we need to ensure that our house, which is Parti Warisan, must be well managed, looked after. We have to build it up to ensure that it's going to be the mechanism or vehicle for all Malaysians, irrespective of where they are, who they are, to ensure that we can put the country on the right path. I think I have been in Malaysian politics for more than 35 years. I was in KL for more than 30 years as a federal leader, as a minister, and also as vice president of FAMNO, joining BN. And then I have been serving 7 ministries in federal. And at the same time, I have been in opposition too. So when I look at it, I think it is high time that we must look into beyond the current kind of environment, political environment in the country. We are not moving forward. We have seen that, you know, we are lagging behind. If you talk about the economic crisis faced by many parts of the world, particularly in this region, Vietnam was way behind us, but now they're ahead of us. They had a choice now for investors to invest because partly they have confidence, not only in terms of the government visions, they have laid out foundations where the people are very productive, very focused. So I think we must be mindful that we are having a serious problem in this part of the world.
So, Dato' Sri, when you talk about this, the landscape right now, the political landscape is very fragmented. It's not as solid as it used to be. So, is this, in amongst all of this, it seems that Warisan is trying to carve a way for it to maybe lead a coalition of its own. This is something that we talked about with an analyst about an hour ago. Is there truth to that sentiment? Do you want to lead with Warisan a coalition of your own in Peninsula and across Malaysia?
Well, in life, whatever it is, you need an alliance. You need a partner. I'm sure of that. But I think what is important for us, we have seen that. I have been in BN. I have been in opposition with PH too. But where is the country heading? I mean, you have seen how BN governed the country for the last 60 years. We are talking about building a nation here, touching the heart of all Malaysians, irrespective of where they are, where they come from Perlis, they are coming from Sarawak or Sabah, But have we been able to ensure that the love for the country is the utmost, you know, achievement that we have? They're still squabbling. They're still going to court with all sorts of things. I think we have yet to resolve that. So many issues. The important part is that how can we best unite our Malaysian respective race and religion?
Well, it seems
and
to
I
me-
think that is why one of the reasons why I set up a multiracial party rather than a base race kind of politics, because I have been in UMNO. I have been there for more than 32 years, and it's time for us to move forward.
Right. So it seems to me and so you want to also make inroads in Peninsula. You want to contest for some seats here. Okay. So it seems to me, well, people are saying that you want to have a shot of becoming prime minister. How would you respond to that assertion, and what would you bring to the table?
It doesn't mean that when we spread our wing to Peninsula that we are crazy to become. It's not about position here. It is about serving the people, serving the country. I mean, we cannot be just providing a platform, a choice for Malaysians at large when you're talking about, oh, only BN is the choice, only PAS is the choice, only Bersatu is the choice, only PKR is the choice, only DAP is the choice. Come on. I mean, look at what happened now in the country. More than almost 700,000 Malaysians jobless. And what is the solution for that? Have we been able to provide a prescription mentioning about how can we ensure that we can enhance our digitalizations of this country, knowing that people cannot travel? You know, that's one of the reasons why I learned when I was then a government in Sabah, I gave money, a loan to AAsia. I told Tony Fernandez, I said, you know, I know they're not making that much money, but I told him, I said, it is high time for us to use the platform, carrying, not passengers can't travel. Tourists can't travel from Malaysia, outside, or China to Malaysia, or from other part of the world. But I can tell you that goods like perishable goods, item, food, fish, and all sort of things.
Okay, that's fine. What do you bring as prime minister? Vaccine. What would you bring as a national leader? So we all know the problems, but what do you bring?
The important part is that how best we can unite Malaysians at large, irrespective of race and religion. We are not building race and religion here. We are building a country. We're building a nation.
So you're coming from the point of view that you're from East Malaysia and you have no baggage of all this racial kind of baggage?
Well, we are not saying that there's no baggages. We have made fault. I was in UMNO and I've seen with my own eyes. I was part and parcel of it. But we do realize that when you do a mistake, you have to really ensure that put it on the right path. And that is what I've done. Instead of joining Bersatu, I was offered to become deputy president by Tun Mahathir then and Mahyudin, but I said, no, it's time for us to move forward. I mean, let's face it. In Sabah, we have a chief minister here coming from the Chinese, coming from all sorts of races, you know, in Sabah. Well, I mean, the Malay doesn't die. I mean, we're still alive here, very much active alive. But I think what is important is not about who you are, but it's a service that you can render. Of course, there are rights of all the society in this part of the world. Muslim, the Bumi Putra, it is there. Everyone recognizes. There's no dispute. But have we questioned ourselves, can we enlarge the cake, the economy of this country? Don't use the tools of just culture, respect religion, respect culture. The economic tools can also be one of the best mechanisms to unite people. I mean, that is one of the way. I know 10 minutes is not so long a time because, you know, much that I would like to express my opinion with this short of, period of time because I know it's important for the young. That's why I've been fighting for the young and we are going along with Muda. We have already had a meeting with them. I told Syed Saddiq, you know, normally it is the young who is going to change the world. We have seen that in US. We have seen that in many parts of the world. So that's why we insisted the 18 years old must also be enabled to vote and exercise their right as Malaysian. And don't underrate that these people are still in school, but they are good enough.
So, Dr. Sui, has anything concrete come up from that meeting with Syed Saddiq and Muda? Are you guys going to be announcing some kind of formal, informal alliance?
We will pray to God. We are still in talking to them. Of course, I've met them personally, the group, coming from young professionals, lawyers, doctors, and they are young. So they are Indian, they are Chinese, which really attract me. I think it is high time for us. Don't underrate these young people because they love the country. They want to contribute. I mean, it's enough about all this politics. You know, here we are, some people said we want to have stability, but yet in Sabah, they're still buying my people. Are we running the country properly? You have the, you so-called that you have the number now. Just rule and run the country, administer.
With all this in mind, Dattasri, you've spoken to Muda, you're looking at how the new formation of political alliances could be in this country. What about your relationship with Pakatan Harapan as it stands today? What are your formal communications been with them? How do you stand with them at present?
Well, they're still in touch with me. I'm still in touch with them on Unity, and we have a platform there with some of the MPs coming, not only from DAP, from Bersatu, from Pejuang, from Muda. I mean, the interests of the country and the people. That is one of our most important considerations. Bipartisan, I mean, we cannot be just to, you know, confine ourselves just because we are from Sabah, we are from, you know, this part of the world, that we cannot work with them. We can, but it is to the interest of the people.
But
that's why I did highlight. Well, it's competition. We must go beyond. Come on, I mean, please, as a Malaysian, I think we have to think with a broad mind. Enough is enough. I think it is no longer the time for Anwar and Mahathir for this country. I mean, don't tell me there's any choice. Go beyond that. I mean, if you're talking about opposition, we also provide ourselves as an opposition. It doesn't mean that when we provide that, I'm crazy to become the prime minister. Be it. If that is the choice of Malaysian, why not? I mean, we have been independent for more than 60 plus years. I mean, there was no single Malaysian coming from Sarawak, coming from Sabah, to run the country. I mean, don't tell me we can't even do that. I mean, given a choice, of course, why not? But that is not the most important part. I think what is important now to ensure that the country, the people must be on the right path. I think we have to really work for it. I mean, seriously, I mean, this is not about politics. This is not about just, you know, propaganda. But I think after serving the country for more than 35 years, it is high time for us to provide that choice. Go beyond, you know.
Thank you so much for your time, Dato' Sri. That was Dato' Sri Shafi Abdal, President of Parti Warisan Sabah, giving us his viewpoint, really, and kind of laying the groundwork for what he believes needs to go forward. Some strong words towards the end there in terms of basically coming to the point where it's time to go beyond Mahathir and Anwar as our only prime minister candidates on the opposition side.
Yeah, aspiration is good. Praying to God is also good. But the reality is you're dealing with UMNO, a giant party that has a 70-plus year incumbency. But having said all that, I think having a third force or a third voice is always going to be very helpful. I think Shafi Abdal could just very well provide that kind of leadership that we so much need.
Yes, looking forward to see what he comes up with. The political dynamics here are very fluid now, more fluid than they've ever been. So let's see what happens over the next few months and years. Up next, we've got the KLCIA opening as well as insights on global markets with Jeffrey Halley of Awanda. Keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.